seen anything like that.
Three shots, four par, I just do two. One putt, par four, birdie, woohoo. New driver, info, replace, M2. Par five, fairway, what you fin do? Think I'll try to get on into. Stop right, good line, good view. Andrew, shooter McGavin, two thumbs that's up high and two fingers pointed at you. Pew, pew.
Oh, wow!
I'm in the up with the five and might use the trap, man. I got a check, man. Last angle, ball speed, rate of that bass, man. And where that ball land, watch that's on my hand. It's yours, not the time, man. Yeah, that's my Garmin. I feel like Ron.
Welcome back to On the Screws Podcast, episode number 3. First one of 2021. Excited to be back. Hopefully everybody had a safe and happy holidays. Thanks again to Rory Blackroy for that amazing intro. Was just following along on his Instagram page and saw that he had COVID-19, a positive test for COVID-19 just before Christmas. So glad to see him back out on the links, playing in 35, 45 degree Fahrenheit weather, which is pretty nice up here. So He was freezing pretty good, but thanks again, Rory. Happy holidays, and yeah, welcome back. Let's get into it. Recently, we've run into a lull in the golf world, but just yesterday or the day before, John Rahm had signed with Callaway, so that's pretty interesting. I think John Rahm's a pretty incredible up and coming player, number two in the world right now, under 25 years old or right there. So he's a pretty amazing player. So I'm curious to see how he does with Callaway. He said he shot a course record at Silverleaf with his new clubs. The first round shot a 59, so good for him, and happy to see what he can do with the Callaway brand. One thing I definitely didn't do this year was shoot a 59, so that is pretty incredible. But I got to play a couple of nice courses. When I say this season, I'm talking back in 2020, so one of the most recognizable kind of golf seasons that we've had in a very long time. Seemed to be the most kind of prominent sport, one that everybody could get out and play and, you know, do it safely and socially distanced. So, you know, I guess my favorite course that I got to play this year was Black Bear Ridge. It's out in Belleville. So it's a, used to be a Canadian Tour stop, like a Mackenzie Tour stop, sorry. And yeah, it's nice. It's challenging. It's always been very well conditioned, immaculate condition, I guess, up until recently ranked in like the top five in the country in condition, and I can definitely vouch for that. It is pristine. So if you get out to Belleville way, it's probably about an hour and a half east of Toronto, definitely check out Black Bear Ridge. Couple holes that I really enjoyed was number 12, 412 yard par four, pretty amazing, kind of tight landing spot where you have to put the ball. There's water up the left. You have to carry it up the right. Carries about 240 yards. And then your second shot, so you're hitting kind of a wedge in if you hit a decent shot, and it's kind of protected by water. So I think I went 3 wood off the tee. I was up on the left-hand side and then hit it a bit long. The green was lightning fast, chipped it. Just forward, I ended up making a double bogey, chipped it over the green, rolled all the way down, and then, you know, 8-putted from there. So yeah, pretty challenging hole. But there's another really fun one on the front. It's just before you finish up on the par 3, ninth. So is the 8th hole. It's kind of a risk reward type of tee shot. 325 yards, par 4. Right, there's kind of a marsh, like, so Black Bear Ridge is set on a marsh, kind of running through it. So there's a lot of water on the course, which is nice, laid out really, really well. And yeah, built in 2005 for anybody wondering. So if you haven't heard of it, it's still fairly new. But yeah, so hazard on the right, water there. And then right in the middle of the fairway, sorry, there's like a huge bunker. So if you're going, you know, 5-6 iron off the tee or something like that, you're kind of right in line to hit into this big bunker. So I hit hybrid. I ended up fading it a bit left. So it was my 4th round of the year. Hadn't played golf since 2016, so I wasn't all that accurate. And ended up hitting a decent shot, chipping up and making a par on that one. But yeah, definitely a difficult hole. But if you can fly the ball 290, 280 plus, you might be looking at being able to go after that green and try and roll one in for eagle. Pretty amazing course, so please check it out. Definitely one of the top, I think it's a top 30 course in Canada, right about there. And if it was, you know, ranked, or sorry, like in the GTA, it would probably be ranked even higher. And I think I paid $70 or something, and it would easily be a $200 round if it was out this way. So please definitely check that out. And yeah, like I guess some of the things I'm looking forward to in 2021 is kind of getting back to a regular golf season. So this past year, the RBC Canadian Open was canceled. So it's only had a few cancellations. I was kind of looking it up. It was canceled for 4 years of due to like World War One early in the 1900s. World War Two was also canceled for a couple of years, and then historically because of COVID. So unfortunate, but it's had a couple really good winners over the last couple of years. So 2018 was DJ. I think everybody knows that guy. And 2019 was Rory. So definitely curious to see who shows up this year. And it's being played this year at St. George, which is St. George Golf and Country Club, which is a top five course in Canada. It's always been usually one or two. Cabot has sort of offset that now. Cabot Links out down east. It's a Stanley Thompson design, top 30 course in the world. I was kind of just going through the hole by hole, and it is absolutely spectacular. Love the course, love the layout. Definite Stanley Thompson design, you know, classic layout. And yeah, it's been it was first played at St. George in 1933, but yeah, it's been a pretty old tournament. First being played in 1904 at Royal Montreal. So I believe they're actually playing the President's Cup in a couple years at the Royal Montreal Golf Club. So it'd be pretty cool to, you know, see it played out there again, or at least get another a tour stop out there, or an event out there would be pretty cool. So I'm really looking forward to kind of checking that event out. It's the second weekend of June. There's qualifying, pro-am. I actually got to go to the pro-am one time at Hamilton Golf and Country Club, which was really cool. So looking forward to getting tickets and getting to check that out for sure. Well, on the topic of the Canadian Open and Canadian golf in general, Matt and I were recently able to speak with Caleb Jeffries from Rawhide Golf. They're a custom head cover, any type of golf accessory type company. They can, you have a vision, contact Caleb from Rawhide Golf and he can build it for you. Check out their Instagram page. They've got a couple hundred posts on there right now where you can see just about anything that you could ever imagine. He can do it. He's had visions from guys like Bryson DeChambeau that he's built for, made custom head covers for him and other PGA Tour pros. So please enjoy our call with Rawhide Golf. All right, we're here with Caleb from Rawhide Golf.
Hey.
How are you?
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Caleb. So I can say, you know, recently I've purchased one of your head covers, and it is obviously the best one in my bag easily. But yeah, maybe you could tell us a little bit about Rawhide and kind of just how you came up with it, how long you guys have been in operation, the name.
Yeah, no, for sure. So yeah, been in operation for a couple of years. Started truly like I wouldn't even say a business, just a hobby. Decided to make a head cover for myself, which led to making head covers for a few friends, a few pro shops, a few PGA Tour pros, and you know, it's just sort of grown organically from there. And golf is a word of mouth, you know, is a great way for any business to travel via word of mouth, because you're out on the golf course for, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours with three other individuals. So the word just sort of got out that way. So yeah, it's been good. It's been busy. This year's been really busy, just with obviously the growth in golf, and yeah, enjoying kind of every day in it.
Right on.
That's awesome.
What? How'd you come up with the name Rawhide? Because, you know, you kind of think of it. I saw there's a couple dog head covers. Obviously, I got the Bernese Mountain Dog one for my pup. So you think of, like, you know, you think Rawhide, you think kind of animals and whatnot?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, you know, there's literally, like a Rawhide leather. But where it actually comes from is from the original Clint Eastwood show, which was Rawhide. The real reference that I drew it from was actually the movie Blues Brothers, which I'm a massive fan of. I named my second child Elwood, which is Dan Aykroyd's character in it.
That's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, I was born in the wrong era. I live in that sort of, you know, 60s, 70s era of comedy.
Right on. Right on.
That's yeah. Cool. So like I'm looking at mine right now and the quality is, you know, obviously pretty incredible. You guys are based out of Vancouver. Okay,
cool.
And you do kind of all the work in Canada as well?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I noticed
That's very refreshing to see, you know, but you, first off, your story of it starting off as a hobby and then turning it into a business is always cool to see. But to keep it, you know, all of your manufacturing in Canada is awesome because like everyone knows with business it's so much cheaper to get stuff made outside of the country, so I respect that. Good for you. That's really good to see.
Yeah, and I think we need some more of it, right? So
yeah.
it's hard to start, you know. I mean, you think about Vancouver from a real estate perspective, getting commercial rent, you know, I mean, there's much
similar to Toronto and the GTA right now with I know Vancouver is very similar when it comes to prices of rent and like you said,
yeah,
in real estate. So it's and like you mentioned too, especially now with the economy with COVID, we need the small people to start supporting the small businesses like yourself.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. And I mean, I was just fortunate that, you know, Golf has grown and being, you know, ultimately working with, you know, myself and a small production team, you know, I haven't experienced, you know, the same challenges that others have, right? But
yeah,
you know, if we can start manufacturing more products, I mean, it all kind of goes down, you know, downhill from there in terms of, you know, local, you know, buying from local, you know, whether that be distributors, you know, whoever it is, right, just to sort of go out and support it. So yeah,
right,
and Golf's such a good game for giving back, right?
Yeah,
that absolutely is, Caleb. That's one of the questions that we got was about the products. So it's not just driver head covers. Like you have three woods, five woods, hybrids. Do you do putters? I saw you guys do custom orders. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I do putter covers, valuables pouches, alignment stick covers. I've even done golf shoe bags. I mean, I don't advertise a lot of products just because, you know, there's some that I'll sell into different pro shops. But ideally this year I would like to bring in the idea of, like, you know, when I do a custom shoe bag,
mm-hmm,
you know, take the sort of same premise that I'm doing in a head cover where you could do something, you know, really quite interesting on any product, right? So, yeah, I've just been so busy. I mean, I haven't had enough time to even really build out the, you know, my webpage or sell the products that I'd like to sell because,
mm-hmm,
I've just been, you know, really busy on fulfilling, you know, custom orders for individuals.
So most of your orders are just your driver, fairway woods, and putters for the most part.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, is everything made to order, or do you try to keep with you know, like I'm just looking at Max head cover here, the amount of detail that goes into this. Like for our listeners, check out the webpage because the amount of detail in this head cover is phenomenal. As soon as you pick it up in your hands, you can feel that it's high quality. So for head covers like his, is that when he, for example, when he orders it, do you guys make it and ship it, or is it, do you try to keep a bit of overhead going?
I make and ship. I mean, I'm trying to keep, you know, kind of keep up with the demand. Like, mm-hmm, I mean, a certain, you know, like my parents have a Bernese Mountain Dog, right? It's one of my favorite dogs, but a very popular breed. So, you know, it started off as making a one-off for a client, and
yeah,
I said, well, you know, if you had some sort of a cross or a mutt, you could never, you know, it would be so rare that you'd have a dog that looks the same. But some of the more popular purebreds,
yeah,
it's something I put on my website. But everything's made to order. I just occasionally, if I'm making one and I have the time to make a second, I'll do that. But I'm trying to maintain fast lead times. But yeah, ideally, I don't like to sit on much in the way of inventory, which,
yeah,
creates a problem down the road, obviously.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, if you were, so like a custom order, we could have it built in any size, right? Like it doesn't matter if it's a driver, three wood, five wood. You know,
yeah,
if I just submitted like an idea to you, it looks like you kind of mock it up and.
Yeah, exactly. I don't charge for a digital mock-up. I'll do the mock-up for you. You know, you can kind of come back with whatever changes that you would like made to it.
Cool.
And then, yeah, literally just kind of roll it into production after that. So, it can be, you know, really depending what somebody's looking for, that process can be quite simple. You know, a lot of the corporate orders could be somebody just saying, hey, you know, I want a black head cover with this logo and two stripes on it, and I want this quantity, and that's pretty, you know, straightforward and easy to compared to, I mean, I've worked on some very, very, very intricate items, and there's some that I'm, you know, working on currently where it's somebody's got this, like, this great story. And I mean, I think that's probably the most fun with it, right? Just the products that I make, that there's a story behind it. Mm. It just adds that extra level for me.
Yeah, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you. What and up until now, like, you guys have been in operation since 2017, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what up until this point has been your favorite cover or accessory to make? And what was the first one that you made? What kind of, you know, your experimental process, what did you build at that point that kind of got you into it?
Yeah, that's probably the toughest question you could ask me, just because I have to really, 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 really think back. I mean, there's so many, you know what I mean? I constantly am making items that I don't want to ship out because I just really like them. You know, I've got to work with some really great clients, whether that be professional athletes, you know, other types of individuals. So like I say, it really kind of comes down to the story. I recently made a head cover, which was like a hot air balloon that a client's grandfather owned, this hot air balloon that was literally like a gumball machine, you know, stuff like that where there's a story behind it, and I really have to sort of get creative in terms of how to bring that to life, right? So I've made a head cover that the Rock is to sign. There's so many, you know, so many cool stories and different things that have kind of come about it, and that's a great thing about golf.
Oh yeah,
it just you know, there's so many diverse, there's such a diverse audience of people that, you know, no one request I get is the same. Yeah. You know, there's so many people with different interests, right? I mean, yeah. You look at you get a guy like Alice Cooper on the golf course. I haven't done anything for him, you know, all the way to, you know, I guess Alice Cooper's highly educated, but you know, there's just such a diverse audience in golf that I end up working on some, you know, rather unique items.
And that's what you notice when you're out on the golf course too, is with everyone has their own style and fashion. And then when you look at their golf bag, and that's the way I look at it, the idea of a head cover is when you throw, you know, for example, if we got paired up with you on the golf course and you had a Vancouver Canucks, you know, head cover, I'm assuming that you have that on your bag because you're a Canucks fan. And first question I'm going to be, oh, you're from Vancouver. And it's a talking point, you know, and like with Mac's head cover here with the Bernese Mountain Dog, everyone's going to assume that he has or has had in his lifetime Bernese Mountain Dog. So like you said, the story behind everything, and it's cool. It's cool.
Yeah. Oh no, for sure. And I've ended up making a bunch of actual head covers for, you know, some of the different Vancouver Canucks as well. So it's, you know, golf is just one of those sports that, and again, so many individuals, you know, ultimately play it. And I've gotten connected to so many great people through, you know, through the sport, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And assuming you are a Canucks fan, you're not a Flames fan or anything, right?
No. Although, it looks like they're not going to be allowed to play in Vancouver this year. So
yeah, with the bubble starting up in January. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I don't know where they're going to play.
Yeah,
I imagine somewhere in the center of Canada, just for location reasons and everything like that. But yeah, we will see.
Yeah.
General sports fan.
Yeah, as are we. We're in the GTA, so obviously we are Leafs fans, but we're also are hockey fans too, so we appreciate the sport in general, any team really.
Caleb, I gotta ask, what do you have on your bag? What covers do you have on your bag?
It's kind of a joke. The covers that I sport are several years old. I haven't had an opportunity to upgrade my own bag, which is just, you know, more ridiculous than anything else. I've got an old Kokanee cooler that I cut up into into some head covers though. So I literally bought just an old I had the idea for a while, and I was like, you know, a beer cooler would be something fun to sort of cut up and repurpose. So I've got a pair of Kokanee head covers.
That's actually very very unique. That's awesome.
So you can do that as like a custom order. If I were to send you, you know, like I used to be a goalie growing up, so I have these like old vintage leather pads. Like, say I sent you something like that, or an old ball glove or something, you could tear it up and
exactly. I mean, there's a couple different companies that are out there doing it, but yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I end up repurposing, and it can be challenging, especially when you do your sort of iteration, because there's a lot of lessons that are learned. And yeah, you start to have a lot of respect for the people that manufacture products, because when taking something apart, you realize, I mean, no different than a car or a baseball glove or whatever it is, just the amount of work that goes into manufacturing it in the first place, right?
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting.
Very cool. Are we are you able to share any of the information about the PGA Tour players that you've built for?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, I haven't been pushing as hard on the PGA Tour side, mainly because, you know, there's sponsors that pay a lot of money to own these guys' bags, and, you know, these guys would order products, and then, you know, I quite often tell the story of, you know, I spent a bunch of time with like a Bryson DeChambeau at an event, and, you know, I ended up making him like a sort of Fortnite head cover. It was on his bag on Thursday, and it was off his bag on Friday, just because, you know, he obviously sort of they sell the signature Bryson cap head cover.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, I've worked with Dylan Fratelli, Wyndham Clark, Jason Kokrak. I mean, there's a bunch of players that I sort of currently have covers on their bags. But yeah, I mean, I ultimately just kind of let them come to me, and, you know, it's you know, there's a very select few golfers that really sort of drive what they want on their bag, right? There's a lot of guys that are just happy to throw on the stock head cover, just as people in the, you know, are out there. But there are some guys that have some pretty unique ideas. So I work with them on creating yardage books and different things like that. So there's always a way to work with these guys.
Cool. Very Absolutely. Cool. Very cool.
Well, yeah, we appreciate it, Caleb. Thank you for taking the time. And maybe you could let, you know, we're still kind of in the infancy stage here, but anybody listening where they can find your products.
Yeah, no. So it's, like I say, rawhidegolf.com or on Instagram, which is just raw, you know, at rawhidegolf. And yeah, always happy to, you know, do a mock-up for somebody, or, again, create some sort of a unique idea.
Yeah, I noticed you have a huge inventory on Instagram. That's where I came across it. I came across your page a few months ago, and then, you know, you customized the one for my pup Monty. So I really appreciate that. And it's been on my bag ever since. So yeah, check him out on Instagram. Yeah. Lots of views on there, or lots of different, I guess, head covers to get some inspiration from.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's just there. That's what I always turn people towards, right? I mean, I have people that come to me and they're like, hey, I want something. And I'm like, okay, well, what do you want? They're like, well, I don't know. And that can be challenging, but yeah, try to create sort of a portfolio of products for people to sort of look at, get sort of an inspiration, because I think there's a lot of things that people would never believe could be made into a head cover, right? So you just try to kind of open their imagination to what can be done, right?
Cool. Absolutely.
Very cool. Yeah.
All right, Caleb. Well, that's you know, pretty in-depth interview with Rawhide Golf. So we really appreciate you taking the time and explaining kind of your story, where you guys are and how to reach you and everything that you can do. It's pretty incredible. Pretty amazing.
Thank you.
Right on. I really appreciate the call. Thank you. And we hope that everyone out your way in Vancouver staying safe and healthy, including yourself. And we wish you happy holidays and all the best in the new year.
Yeah, you as well. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Take care, Caleb. Cheers.
Yeah, so that was our call with Caleb from Rawhide Golf. I hope you enjoyed it. Wanted to apologize. The audio on our end got a little bit distorted, but thank you for sticking it out, enjoying the interview. Please stop by their Instagram page, Rawhide Golf, or their website. Good Canadian company. Everything's built here. Custom made, like you heard. Please stop by and check them out. And thanks again to Caleb. He said he's willing to kind of jump on with us again, so look forward to another interview with them in the future. And as usual, our man Rory McIlroy for that incredible intro to this episode, and each one of ours. And glad he's recovered from his His positive test was COVID-19. And quick thanks to Golf with Greg. He recently hosted our holiday draw, where our winner took home a hat from Heinz Construction, a $50 gift card to 36 Kitchen and Lounge, the best dining experience that you can find in the Clarendon area. So if you're out here enjoying some golf, please stop by. You might have to book a reservation. It's a pretty big, busy spot when things kind of get back to normal post-COVID, but give them a call. You won't be disappointed. And a Google Mini for our winner so they can listen to our podcast. So thanks again, Golf with Greg. Please stop by his page. And while you're there, check out our page at OTS Golf. Stay safe. Happy holidays.
New driver info, replace M2, par 5, fairway, what you fin do? Think I'll try to get on into start right, good line, good view. Andrew, shooter McGavin, two thumbs that's up high and two fingers pointed at you. Pew pew.
Oh, wow!
I'm in the up with the 5 and might use the trap, man. I got a check, man. Line single ball speed, rate of that batsman, and where that ball land. Watch that's on my hand, is yours not the time, man. Yeah, that's my Garmin.